Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen King back on the show. Steve is the president and CEO of Growth Force, and he helps a lot of small businesses get their financial act together and make more profit and sustain their success over a long period of time. She's the author of The CEO Guide, CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, to Increasing Profits, to Reducing Fraud. You see the picture here. It's that whole franchise, and it's outstanding. And he's here to talk to us today about data-driven decisions. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So define data-driven decisions.
Well, a lot of our clients come to us, and they ask us to generate an income statement and a balance sheet and maybe a forecast of cash flows. And then when we work with their managers to talk about how they're going to increase profit, they don't have anything that's actionable in front of them. They don't have any reports that give them intelligence instead of just data. And so we've come up, I'm working on this new ebook where we've identified a process where first you have to define what are the decisions that you have to make in order to drive profit. We've uncovered four of them. And then you can go backwards and identify the drivers of those decisions. And then you can figure out what kind of reports and data do you need to have so that when you create them, everybody knows what the purpose of the report is. Mm-hmm. To make decisions to drive more profit, to improve cash flow.
So this way you're not shooting from the hip, you're not rolling the dice. The next steps you take, even though some of it may be there may be some faith involved, there may be some instinct involved, there may be some entrepreneurship involved, but to the degree that there can be, all of that is tempered by whatever data you've been able to collect on the past experiences, right?
Right, study the past to help you improve the future.
If you don't know where you've been, folks, it's kind of hard to know where you're going. That's been a truism for a long time, for millennia. So, all right, now you've identified four data-driven decision areas, right? Four key areas.
Yeah, I'm calling them the core four decisions. And so working backwards from the decisions to the drivers, and then drivers to the data. The first is pricing. Single biggest impact you'll have on profits will be spending time to really refine your pricing model. And so you work, and it's interesting, the statistics are, the math is crazy. If you have a 50% gross profit and you cut your prices by 10%, you've got to sell 25% more business to make the exact same gross profit dollar.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand that dynamic, that's how you do all this business, and all of a sudden you're out of business.
Exactly. And I watch, you know, we're an outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and controller service at Growth Force, and I watch, you know, our hundreds of small businesses and study what's the difference between those that are wildly successful and those that struggle. And the difference is the winners keep score. They look at the data. They understand that impact of pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times do sales come to you and say, I need to give them a discount? You know, we're in a very competitive situation. And if I can knock 10% off, I'll close the sale. And most business owners will go along with it because they want the sale. They want the sale.
They want the cash flow.
Yeah, a big mistake. Whereas on the flip side, if you increase your prices by 10% and all other things remain the same, you can work 20% less hard. And make the you could have 20% less sales and make the same profit.
This is the story I've been trying to get across to small business owners for 30 years, Steve, and I know you have too. I've tried to explain to them that you're not Walmart. You don't have to conquer the world. You only need five customers, 50 customers, 100 customers, you know, 200 customers. You don't have to have thousands and millions of customers. And in a marketplace where there are millions of prospects, if you can find your little number of people that are willing and find and convince them to pay the price that you need to pay, you can make just as much money and work a lot less. And it's all in the data, what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yep, it's all in the data. And, you know, all of this comes down to management reporting, right? All these decisions, these four decisions, you have to understand your unit economics.
Yep.
The profitability of every customer on every job. You know, we're both partners with Insperity, and Insperity and Intuit Payroll are the only two payroll providers that have automated allocation of payroll.
Hey, Steve, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. I'll be right back with Stephen King. He's with GrowthForce, growthforce.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, sitting with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.